Thank you, Jesus. Amen. The psalmist said it best when he said, as the hart panteth after the water brook, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. The hart was a deer in a desert. It didn't just want water, it had to find it. Because it knew that if it stayed too long, if it got distracted by too many things, that it wouldn't be long until his body would give out through dehydration and weakness would set in and ultimately death. And so the psalmist said that about God, as the hart panteth after the water brook, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. I don't just want him tonight. I do want him because I've tasted and I know that he is good. But oh, I've got to have him. I need him. I can't live without him. Amen. Amen. Can we lift our hands? God is in this place right now. Hallelujah. Oh, in the name of Jesus, I love you, Lord. Lord, I pray in the next little while, Lord, I ask you to connect us with your power, with your spirit, Lord, that you would do in us what you will. Lord, that we would be subject to your power. Lord, that we would do whatever it takes to get ourselves out of the way and get into your way, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I pray for your power and for your anointing, God, to move in us, Lord. Oh, I've got to have it, Lord. I can't live a day without it. I can't live a day without getting in your presence. I can't live a moment without your direction, God. I've got to have you, God. I've got to have you. Oh, I seek you, Lord, because you said if I would, I would find you. Hallelujah. Oh, I knock, Lord, because you said if I would, you would open the doors. Come on. God is in this place right now. Yeah. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, 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 yes. Hallelujah. Oh, iaraka, iaranda, hallelujah. Yes, 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 yes. Woo! Hallelujah. 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 Oh, praise God. Praise God. Praise God. You're worthy. You're worthy. Hallelujah. Yes, 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 yes. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, praise God. Praise God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, that's it. Let it roll. Let it roll. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Blessed are the hungry, for they shall be filled. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, if you're starving spiritually tonight, it's not because God's not trying to feed you. It's because you're not hungry. Hallelujah. If you're really hungry for a move of God, you will find it. I said, if you're really hungry for a move of God, you will find it. Hallelujah. Oh, glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I have a message tonight, and then we're going to come and pray, and then we're going to go fellowship. But first of all, we're going to let the Lord move in this place. If you'll stand with me for the reading of the word, we'll turn to John chapter 15 and verse 1. John 15 and 1. Amen. simply stand with me for the reading of the word and honor of the word. In Jesus' name. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he hath taken away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit, or prunes it. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. What a powerful message Jesus was giving his disciples and to us tonight. And just for the next few moments, I want to give you this message that I have simply entitled, the vine, in Jesus' name. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, I pray that you would touch our hearts and our minds. Lord, that you would bind us together, Lord, that you would give us connection to you, God, that we would allow you to be the God that you choose to be in us. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, could you put your hands together and lift up your voice unto the Lord? Praise God. Yes, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, praise God, praise God, praise God. Yes, in the name of Jesus, you may be seated. He is the true vine. He said, every branch that beareth not fruit, his Father will take away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he will purge it, or he will prune it so that it could bear more fruit. Amen. Connection tonight is the key. There are no free agents in the kingdom. There are no independent parts of the body. You cannot remove anything from your body, be it a finger, be it a hand, and it live. It will not live. It will not survive. It must be connected. And that is why the enemy wants to remove people from the body. And when they get hurt or they get wounded or they get upset about something, the first thing the enemy draws them to do is to separate themselves. And even when situations arise and struggles come that come from the outside, they have a tendency to be pulled away from the body, because the enemy has not come to give life, but he has come to kill, steal, and destroy. That is his goal tonight. And so for us to be what God has called us to be, we have got to constantly check ourselves, as we have done, as we have talked about in our first hour lesson last week and this week, under the influence. We have got to constantly put our flesh down so that the spirit that is within us can thrive, because our flesh is against God. Our flesh, our carnal mind, our carnal nature is against the things of God. In fact, the Bible says to be carnally minded is death. It says it's enmity, it's separation. It makes me an enemy of what God wants in my life. But if I will submit my flesh to the way of God and allow myself to be plugged in to his process, then automatically I will begin to bear fruit. Because when I am connected to the vine, Everything that I need for life, everything I need for joy, everything I need for power, for healing, for anointing is flowing from the vine into the branch. Amen. And so I don't know how people survive when they do not pray, they're not connected to the vine, when they do not worship, when they do not connect to the will of God. And so here we are tonight. God is calling us. He is saying for each one of us, He wants you to be blessed. He wants you to be fruitful. He wants you to be productive in the kingdom. He wants you to have a great marriage and a beautiful home. He wants your children to be at peace. He wants your children to live for God. But to do that, you're going to have to be grafted in. You're going to have to be tied to the vine. This word that He uses, He uses it very often in this passage of Scripture. He said, abide in me. This word abide is powerful. When you really look at the definition of this word, it is so deep and so powerful. I could teach a series just on this one word, I think. And if you know me well enough, I can stretch anything into 3-week series or 6-week series. 10, maybe 10. There you go. Praise God. But abide means to wait, to endure without yielding. It's not talking about yielding fruit, but giving up is what it's saying. To abide in Him is to endure without yielding. Don't yield to the elements. Don't yield to the temptation to find an easier way or a discounted way. It means to bear patiently. There's a dirty word for you. Patiently. It's a word that very few of us enjoy. It says, it means to remain stable, to continue, to conform, to acquiesce. There's a great word for you. What does that mean? To bow to His desire. If you will abide in me, He said, if you will take on my will and you take on my desire and you will take on my process, then you will be fruitful. Because when we are abiding in Him, when we are waiting in Him, when we are enduring without yielding, when we are allowing ourselves to be patient in the process, when we are being stable, even when the world is up and down and the waves crash in and the roller coaster of life is taking us on its trip, if we will stay stable in our heart and our mind and faithful to God, if we continue, if we conform, if we acquiesce, not to a robot culture, but to His will, to His desire. We're not all cookie cutter Christians. We don't have to all be alike. Thank God. We're unique, amen? We're peculiar. And as I said to Brother Chad earlier, some of us are more peculiar than others. Amen. I put myself in that category. Praise God. It makes it more fun. That's right. But it says to remain stable, remain stable. The Bible says that a double-minded man is unstable. Notice this. It says he's unstable in all his ways. It's impossible to be double-minded in just one area. When you are double-minded, especially with the things of God and the things of the world, then every part of your life will be unstable. It will be up and down. It will be back and forth. It will be feast and famine. It will be highs and lows. I've watched it too many times, but oh, I've seen those people that are just faithful. They're just consistent. When everything's going wrong, they're still praising God. When the report from the doctor comes in and it's bad, they're still sitting on the pew. They're still worshiping. They're still coming down to the altar. They're still at prayer meeting. They're still worshiping. They're still giving. They're still walking. And when you talk to them, they say, oh, pastor, it's pretty bad, but I'm going to be all right because God has got this thing. And so you see those people and they endure the ups and downs of life. And it's almost like they have this this built-in equilibrium that nothing can knock them over. It's not because they're superhuman, but it's because they're grafted in to the vine. They're firmly connected, and there's something flowing through them that holds them through the wind and through the waves and through the struggle. Amen. I have got to be connected to the vine. Connection is key. That's why we must have a prayer life. That's why we must communicate with God. Amen. The number one thing that you must do to be saved after your salvation experience, the number one thing to be successful in the kingdom is to build a prayer life. Notice I said build a prayer life, because as I always say, you're not going to roll out of bed and say, oh, wow, I have a prayer life. Where'd that come from? It's not going to show up on your doorstep in an Amazon box. No, it's something you got to build. It's something you got to discipline yourself. If I can always tell when somebody is not praying. It's like a big neon sign on their attitude. And it's flashing. Not praying, not praying, not praying, not praying, not praying. Why? Because I can hear them complaining. They start sitting instead of standing. They start staying in the foyer instead of worshiping in the sanctuary. Amen. Not praying, not praying, not praying. Amen. You can see it. It is constant. But when we're connected, oh, when we are grafted in, when that flow is flowing through us from the vine to the branches, there is something that draws me to the place where my connection is the greatest. There is something that makes me long for a place where God is moving. There is nothing that can keep me away. There is nothing that can drive me away. But I've got to be here because I know that the word is going forth. I know the spirit is moving. I know the body is here, and I've got to be connected. Amen. What happens when we're not connected? Then we have fruitlessness instead of fruitfulness. And the Bible says that Jesus made it very clear. He said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch, not just some branches, not just a few branches, but every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth or prunes, that it may bring forth more fruit. Let me just stop here. Our goal should be to always bear more fruit. No matter how much fruit I've borne in the past, no matter how many prayers I've prayed, no matter how many Bible studies I've taught, no matter how many people I've witnessed to, no matter how many sermons I've preached or lessons I've taught, I want to do more. I pray every time I pray. In fact, I prayed tonight in the prayer, Lord, help me, Lord, to be a better pastor. Help me to be a better preacher. Lord, help me to be a better communicator. Help me, Lord, to be a better husband, a better father, a better friend. All of those things, I always pray, because no matter how good I've gotten, I want to be like Paul. Paul said, I haven't attained. I'm still pursuing some things. I'm still reaching for some things. And I don't want to stop until I get to the end of my race. Amen. I don't want to stop until the ribbon breaks across my chest. I don't want to stop until he says, well done, thou good and faithful servant. So tomorrow I want to be a better prayer. I want to be a better pastor. I want to be a better Christian. I want to know more. I want to understand more. I want to have more wisdom. More, more, more. Amen. But if we are fruitless, then we will be taken away. He said that we are cut off and we are cast aside to wither. And then once it withers, it is cast into the fire. Jesus even went so far to say, without me, you can do nothing. I've watched people as they try to thrive and live life without the Lord. And it's like paddling upstream. It's like trying to swim in a current. You take 1 inch forward and you go 3 inches back. And so here we are. You can do nothing without Jesus Christ. You can do nothing without being connected to the vine. And what's powerful about this process is that you are not alone. Because guess what? When you are connected to the vine, you're also connected to the body. Because when we're all connected to the vine, then we are all part of the same. We are a part of the whole. And so when you are here, when I am here, we get strength from one another. I need you, and you need me. What we do in the foyer before service and laughing and talking and shaking hands and hugging necks and drinking coffee and enjoying the fellowship, and what we're going to do tonight when we go to Rose's and sit around and laugh and talk and fellowship and do something spiritual and eat tacos. That's awesome. Amen. Talk about it. But there's something to that because we are connected. I don't know about you, but I learned a long time ago that I need you and you need me. We need one another. There is an invisible connection between us, just as a family. You know, I was thinking about Anna sitting here on the front row and my wife here and Simeon down in Lufkin. He is approximately 178 miles from me right now. But there is a connection that goes between me and him. So when something happens to him, it affects me. It affects me. And if he needs something, the body, the family is there. If I had to walk out these doors right this minute because he was in an emergency, I would jump in my car and I would fly low all the way to Lufkin. And Lord, help the person that got in my way. Why? Because we are connected. We're connected. But it's more than just a bloodline, a mother, daughter, son process, a father process. It's more than that. Because I have also lived 47 years and I've been a part of the church. Yeah, woo. I heard somebody say, woo. It's a long time. But I've lived long enough in the church to know. And I watched a stream of people come through my father's waiting room when he was in 10 hours of surgery. I met people that I had not seen in 30 or 40 years even. But there was an immediate connection with him. Why? Because they're a part of the church. And when I saw them, people I had not seen for 20, 30, 40 years, I hugged their neck like I had been with them all the time. Why? Because there was a connection there. Because we're all a part of the same vine. We are all allowing the same flow to go through ourselves. And so in the spirit, we are connected. So with you and me, there is an invisible connection tonight that we may not see with our eyes. But oh, we are connected and we need one another. We need you. You need me. We need one another. Amen. I think that is one of the greatest mistakes that we make is we think, oh, I won't be missed. I'm just one of many. But oh, I want you to know, if you're not here, You're missed. Not only do we miss you because you're not here, but you're missed because you could be a blessing to somebody else. Your worship, your smile, your kindness can be a blessing to somebody else. We are the church of the living God. We are the body of Christ. We are fitly joined together for a reason. God created this thing. He gave His blood. He gave His life to create the church so that you and I could be connected to the vine. Amen. Now, we're not the original tree. We're not the original branch. Israel was that. Amen. Israel was the original branch, but the Bible calls us grafted in. It actually talks about an olive tree when it's talking about that. That we are grafted in. Have you ever grafted a branch onto another tree or seen somebody else do it? I couldn't do it. It would die. Amen. I can't even glue a rubber tree together, you know? Praise God. Plastic plants die in my house. But I've seen some people that are good at it. You know, they'll put it together. My grandfather, my grandpa Shindall, was an amazing person with plants. He had hot boxes, and he had a big grape arbor in his backyard. We thought it was a jungle gym, but it was a grape arbor because we climbed on it. But on that, it had a grapevine, and he would take care of it, He was amazing. So he could graft a branch onto something. He would tie it, and eventually it would become a part of that. So we are the wild olive branch. We don't deserve to be a part, but God gave Himself so that you and I could be connected to the vine. And so the joy of connection is fruitfulness. If you have never won a soul, you need to set in your heart and your mind to win a soul this year, because there is no greater joy. I will tell you, I'll warn you in advance, it is addictive. When you meet someone and they come to church and you see them repent, you see them baptized in Jesus' name, you see them filled with the wonderful gift of the Holy Ghost, just like they were in the book of Acts, and you see that joy on their face. And you see God begin to transform them into what He wants them to become. It's addictive. But oh, we want to be fruitful. The joy of connection is flow. That means when I am hurt, when I am sick, when I am wounded, there is a flow that comes through me. The blood of Jesus Christ, when I am connected, flows in my life and heals. It heals the wounds. It heals the scars. Amen. Not only that, but it gives me strength. It gives me healing. It gives me wholeness, as we talked about today. It gives us wholeness. But what I was kind of surprised to find once I started studying, you know, you read something over and over and over, but then when you really look at it, you're like, oh, I didn't realize that was where that was. You know, you're surprised by the context of something because you're so used to quoting it out of context or away from the context, then you get surprised by it. So I was reading here, abide, abide. If ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. So when I have relationship, when I am connected, when I am grafted in, then not only am I fruitful, not only do I have the flow and the authority or the strength and the healing and the wholeness, but I have the authority. Amen. Because, you know, the Bible calls us many things because Jesus is trying to relate to His congregation. He's trying to relate to their mindset. So he uses a lot of agricultural terms. That's why he's talking about the vine and the branches. That's why he talked about the olive tree. That's why he talked about the seed and the ground and the thorns and the rocks, because they were used to that. Their whole world is filled with rocks in that country. To grow anything, to cultivate anything, they have to work very hard to get that ground ready. So he used those agricultural terms. But he also used other ways of relating to us about being a father and a son. And so he talked about the Father and the Son having the authority. When we are sons and daughters of God, we have the authority that comes with that. So when we are tied to the vine, and that flow is flowing through us, and we are abiding in Him. Remember what abiding is. It's to wait. It's to endure without yielding. It's to bear patiently. It's to remain stable. It's to continue, to conform, to acquiesce to His will. When we are abiding in Him, then it gives us access to the authority that comes by His power. The branch has no power without the vine. The branch cannot bear fruit. It cannot do anything. Jesus even said, "You can do nothing without me." But when we are with Him, then through Him, all things are possible. Through Him, anything can happen. Through Him, anything can have the power, the anointing, the healing, the miracles, the signs, the wonders. Anything can happen in Him. Amen. Because the Bible says He is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power which worketh in us. How does that happen? It's because we're plugged in. Let's put it in our terminology. We're plugged into the socket. We're plugged into the source. We're getting power from somewhere. And so that power, that anointing flows through us. Amen. And so we have authority in His name. So we abide in Him, we wait, we endure without yielding, we bear patiently, we remain stable, we continue, we conform, we acquiesce. We do not allow ourselves to be fruitless, because I don't want to be taken away. I don't want to have no ability in the Spirit. I don't want to be cast forth to wither, and I sure don't want to be cast into the fire. But oh, I want to be fruitful. I want to have the flow of the Spirit. I want to have the strength that comes from the vine. I want to have healing and wholeness. Amen. I want to have strength and authority. Praise God. We need Him. And with Scripture, you can't have Him. You can't isolate your need for Him. Because if you need Him, then you need us. Amen. You say you love God, but you hate your brother. You're a liar. You can't take God and leave behind your brother. You can't love God and hate your sister. You can't worship Him and have a relationship without having a relationship with the body. We are all members in particular. We are fitly joined together. We are grafted in. We are part of the vine. We are a part of the olive tree. We are a part. Amen. We are together. Amen. Too many people are apart. You see that in text and online all the time. People can't spell a part or apart. They say, "I'm so glad to be a part of the church," but they spell A-P-A-R-T. That means you're separated. There's too many people apart. And there's too few that are a part. Because when you're a part, God is going to bless, multiply, give you joy, peace, and contentment that you cannot buy. When you're a part, then there's strength, there's healing, There's blessing. There's flow. Being a part. Amen. God is in this place. And as I said tonight, we have to be connected. Oh, hallelujah. Don't allow anything to separate you from your prayer life. Don't allow anything to separate you from the church. Oh, well, the building is not the church. Well, yeah, we know. But this is where the church meets. It's where your brother and sister meets. Amen. You can't take one without the other. It all goes together. That's a beautiful word, together. Can we stand? Amen. I feel the Holy Ghost in the house tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, I want to be grafted in. I want to be connected. If there's anything in my life that is trying to sever my relationship, that is trying to disconnect me from the body, I want to remove it. I want to put it out of my life because I have to be connected to the vine. I have to have the flow of His Spirit. I have to have Him. I have to have His direction. And I have to have you. And you need me, and I need you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Make us one, Lord. Make us one. Oh, make us one flame to proclaim your name. Lord, make us one. Make us one, Lord. These altars are open. Let's come. Let's come. Oh, let's make sure before we leave tonight that nothing is making us separated, isolated from the vine. I've got to have it. I've got to have it. Oh, He is the vine and I am the branch. Hallelujah. I've got to have His flow through me. I've got to have His power through me. Oh, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Oh, that's it. Don't leave here. Don't leave here separated. Don't leave here that you have anything in your life that is removing you from the will of God. Don't leave here with any bitterness. Don't leave here with any doubt, with any fear. You've got to have the church. You got to have the vine. Hallelujah.